Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Just to let you know, in the next hour of the programme, house prices falling in real terms for the first time in 10 years. We'll find out about that. Nevin Maguire and Brian McDermott take us into spring with light and fresh menu ideas. And Brian O'Connell meets the young people with intellectual disabilities who are gaining valuable work experience in a UCC coffee shop. And plenty more too. A reminder that our text number is 51551. Now though, Dr. Mary Ryan is here with me in the studio. You're very welcome. Lovely to have you.
Thank you.
Mary is an endocrinologist and a senior lecturer at the University of Limerick. And it's fair to say that hormones and good hormonal health are her bread and butter. And she has a new book out. It's called It's Probably Your Hormones. The subtitle is From Appetite to Sleep, Periods to Sex Drive, Balance Your Hormones to Unlock Better Health. And Dr. Ryan, you're so welcome and congratulations on your new book. So
thank
hormones,
you
say, are crucial to good health. You call them the foot soldiers doing a lot of the work.
Absolutely.
Will you explain that
to me? So hormones are these wonderful chemical messengers, and we all have a little pituitary gland at the top of our nose that is the master control gland. We call it the conductor of the orchestra, and that controls everything. And we all forget we're skeletons covered in muscle, and every one of those muscles needs a hormone. Okay, so hormones control your bowel muscle. Your bowel is you know, many meters long. The hormones control your muscle, also control your sleep. So if you're if we get overtired, we have too much adrenaline in the system, which is secreted by the adrenals, but actually it's the pituitary that sets the whole thing off with a hormone called ACTH. So if you're overtired, you don't get that deep muscle relaxation because the hormones are off, and you also have too much adrenaline. A lot of patients will tell me, you know, they're tired, they get this pounding of the heart, palpitation, pounding in their ear, and it's because they're exhausted. Adrenaline has been released, but it will not be picked up by the muscle receptors because it will flog them to death.
The people who are exhausted because their hormones are out of kilter, does that mean that they're not sleeping, or they're just not getting the right kind of sleep?
It could be a multitude of things. For example, it could be a girl in her teens, or a man or a woman who are just overdoing it, overworking. So that can be one thing. And in this life, when we're all trying to do so much, it's overwork can be a big factor where that pituitary gland is exhausted. It could also be that someone has had a very heavy period, and sort of years of heavy periods that could have just worn it out. It could have been any infection like glandular fever or long COVID. That's exactly what that is, where the hormone exhaustion is exhausted, and as a result you have the aches and pains in the muscles, and as a result when the hormones are off you don't sleep right. So it's a combination of things.
And in general terms then, what are the main symptoms for people whose hormones are out of kilter?
Okay, so one of the big things, I suppose, for every doctor is to take a good history. So there's always an underlying thing. So someone might come in, a typical patient would be a young woman who comes in with three young children. I tell it in the book, actually. She's a teacher, but I would hear this story so many times in so many different forms. Young teacher who's getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning to do her workout. She's absolutely exhausted. When I say exhausted, Claire, I mean two out of 10 is normal energy, right? She is getting up to do the workout, then she's preparing everything for the kids. The kids could be in their teens, but she's still doing their lunches. So we're trying to empower women, to empower kids, let them do that for themselves, as opposed to we doing it, because we're only flogging ourselves to death. Then she goes in and she works really hard, comes home, gets the dinner, supervises the homework, and then, you know, her husband could be well gone out to be coach of a GA match. This would be the typical thing, and this is what was this case. And she was just exhausted, and she was crying in front of me, saying her periods were gone off. She had severe headaches. She just couldn't go to sleep at night. She couldn't function. Now, that would be the typical case. And when I went through, examined her, found everything was fine. The main issue here was that she was absolutely whacked because she was overdoing it. She also hadn't realised her own self-worth to ask her teenage kids to do their own lunches. She needed to ask her husband to say, darling, if you want to do the coaching, fine, but you have to help me out, you know. And it's up to women to ask men or ask their partners to help out, not always putting her hand up and being the martyr. So we have to take control of our own lives. And the other thing is that she wasn't eating healthily, as so many women do when they have kids. They're making sure the kids are fed, but they're not fed. And the one thing you don't do when you're absolutely exhausted is you don't start running marathons. You've got to pull back a little bit on that exercise because you're like an injured player. So some women think they're doing right by doing all this, but in actual fact, once you create the awareness, so once once I examine her, make sure everything is okay, obviously I've had all the bloods in front of me, they might be a little imbalanced, the hormones, but the main issue here is to create the awareness that she's overdoing it, that she what she has to do, and you can really make those patients better.
Is that hormones out of whack though, or is that just exhaustion?
Well, yeah, but
one leads to the other, doesn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. Hormones control everything. Mm. They control all your muscles, all your immune system, you know. And this is one of the reasons that women in particular get thyroid problems, because women do tend to overdo it. And we produce antibodies when we get overtired against our thyroid, and we either go underactive or overactive. Mm. But it happens in men as well.
Both with serious consequences.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I think it was time for people to understand hormones, because there's no point telling people to, you know, sleep healthy, eat healthy, exercise, if they don't know what the reason is. And the reason is because you're trying to keep that hormone control center healthy, because that controls everything, yeah. Right? So that's the secret. Mm. So yes, I want you to eat healthily. I want you to exercise. If you're exhausted, I want you to pull back on the exercise and recharge a little bit, stroll instead, then go. And then I want you sleeping. And like things like not drinking too much coffee, because that's going to interfere with your sleep. Doing a bit of relaxation before you go to bed. Because if you go to bed pottering like most women do, and they're running right up to 10 o'clock, you're going to be so exhausted, the adrenaline is going to kick in, which is a hormone, because it's trying to get you going, and that's going to stop you sleeping. So it's so important to understand this.
You mentioned men there in your last answer as well, and this isn't just about women.
That's my point. It's not just about women, it's also men. I see men like this all the time. I see lovely farmers who at this time of the year, because I'm from a farming background, who, you know, they're out up all night calving cows, and they come from a great work ethic, farmers, where they just feel they should go all the time. I'm forever, you know, communicating with them, look, we've only one life, we've only one shot at it. It's up to us to take control and look after our own health, mm-hmm. you know, and all of us have to do that, because to keep the immune system healthy is so important, and hormones control our immune system. So we need to do that for ourselves.
And you had to live this as well, because mm-hmm. you went through a really tough experience mm-hmm. when your three children were very young.
Yes,
when
absolutely.
And your husband died.
Yeah, absolutely. My husband died 10 years ago now. My little boys were 8 and my little girl was 5. So that was absolutely mind-blowing, because it was the last thing we expected. We had just moved into our lovely new home a year previously. So it was tough. It was really tough. And then being a doctor where you're so busy, and 3 gorgeous kids that I absolutely adored, as everyone does. So yeah, it was horrendous. And I always say that it takes, I always tell my patients who have lost someone, it at least takes 2 years to get through any normality, really, any in a cloud. And I was, I think shock kept me going for ages, because I wasn't really existing. And I remember my father said 6 months after, he said, Mary, you're going to have to get your act together, because he could see I was just barely, you know, existing, and a bit like a robot, doing my work, looking after the kids. But and I said, Dad, that is, I just have to get through this, and you know,
just have to keep going.
Yeah, and I've said that to a lot of patients since, because they are in the same boat. When you're shocked, you are just like a robot, you're just existing, and it does take 2 years to even come to grips with it.
And did you hit that point of exhaustion that you've just been describing?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'll always remember, you know, and that time in particular was very, very tough, because you've mental stress is the worst of all. So I was absolutely exhausted. And I remember crashing, and then feeling guilty for crashing at weekends, because I had the 3 kids and I didn't, you know, when you're a single parent with 3 children, you're trying to be a mum and dad to them. So yes, I was, and I went to a counsellor actually, because I was afraid that I was, you know, not doing the things the way I needed to. And she said to me, Mary, remember, kids always look forward. It's only adults look back. So I was delighted, because I was wondering, do I need to take the kids for counselling? You know?
Yes.
And I was delighted then, because as a mother, we have a great gut instinct, and I felt I was doing right. But and I felt I was right not to be taking them for counselling. But then, you know, she really reassured me that I was doing right.
So this book then comes not only from your medical expertise, but also from your personal experience as
oh,
well.
Oh, totally, totally. Because as doctors, we all overdo it. I mean, I try my best to get the balance, but we're very conscientious. We go into medicine as a vocation. You don't go into it for any other reason. So, you know, you love what you do. And patients always say to me, Mary, do you do what you tell
do
us
you practice
to do?
Yeah. What you preach? And do you?
I do. Well, I'm good to go to bed early. I really eat healthily, Claire. I think coming from that farming background, I really eat healthily. I don't bring sweet things into the house at all. I only have a treat once a week. So I really do that. I'm very good to get my sleep. I probably do work hard. I absolutely love what I do. Medicine out there has got so, since COVID, we're all so busy. But look, I do my best to keep the balance right, mm-hmm. like everyone else does.
So the early nights and the healthy diet.
Yeah,
and
I think that's
and the
key.
Exercise, but in moderation.
very much in moderation. So not running marathons when you're exhausted. Listen to your body. We're highly intelligent creatures. We just need to listen to our body, and we don't do that enough. And that's, I think, a lack of self-worth in all of us. Yeah. And we constantly, Warren Buffett was the second most wealthiest man in the world, and he said the best investment is in ourselves. So if we can all just love ourselves, you know, if you do that alone, then you'll eat healthily, you'll exercise healthily, and you'll listen to your body, and you'll say no when you have to say no.
Mary, I think of all people who would give us advice, you're one of the most worthy because of your professional experience, but also your life experience,
which is, Claire,
I think, just as important in many
you.
Ways. Now, that's Dr. Mary Ryan. Her book, if you're looking for it, it's called It's Probably Your Hormones. It's published by Gill Books and it's out now. Mary, thank you so much for coming in. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.